What's the most tired you've ever been? This question is very easy for me to answer because I am the mother of twins. My boys are teenagers now, but it seems like just yesterday that I brought them home as infants. I remember a lot of joy from their first year of life. Quite honestly, there's a lot I think I also blocked out. But one thing I remember with crystal clarity is how tired I was. 8 feedings a day times 2, endless diaper changes, mounds of laundry, plus all the anxiety and fear that comes along with being a brand new mother. For me, it gave new meaning to the word exhaustion, a tiredness that went straight through to the very marrow of my bones. The kind of rest I needed in those days was rest for my body, the meeting of a biological need with very clear physical symptoms. And so I ask you, how do you know when you are in need of spiritual rest? What are the symptoms of a tired soul? We live in a world where busy lives are the norm. Whether it's for work, for family, for church, or even for fun, we are constantly on the go. Thinking about your lifestyle at this point in time, would you describe it as a state of being or as a state of doing? When I was 10 years old, my family moved to a new house that had a pond in the front yard. It was quite an ecosystem. Frogs and turtles constantly jumping in and out of the water, ducks swooping down and landing with a splash. Added to that mix were the frequent landings of soccer balls or basketballs in the water and an endless stream of skipping stones and sticks that my sisters and I threw into the water while playing one game or another. As a result, the pond was always very murky. The water never had a chance to settle, so you could never really see clearly through to the bottom. This is such a great metaphor for what our lives look like in a constant state of doing. They become cloudy and churned up. It becomes difficult to see God, to focus on what's really important. This murkiness is one of the symptoms of a tired soul. Our spirits need rest to give that water time to settle. Otherwise, we're always going to be struggling to see clearly. Another way of measuring the state of our souls is by noise level. How noisy is your life? Distractions and chaos can make it hard to hear and almost impossible to listen. Living in a state of doing is like having a constant hum of white noise in the background. It becomes distracting and difficult to hear God's voice. And we know from Scripture that God isn't always going to shout to be heard. Sometimes God speaks in a whisper. A reading from the first book of Kings. "Go out and stand before me on the mountain," the Lord told Elijah. And as he stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his scarf and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. The word of the Lord. In order to hear God's gentle whisper, we need to come away to a quiet place, to shut out the world of distraction and really listen. Just as a physically tired body needs sleep to feel rested and restored, one who is spiritually tired needs quiet and stillness. That is my prayer for you today, that God will come to you in the stillness and whisper to you words of love that are meant for your ears alone.